Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go.
Now, a feature presentation.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Welcome to the Matinee Chat Podcast.
There is a God.
With Kathy Kaiser.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
And Anthony Wise.
Oh, excuse me, Russell, but I believe I requested the hand job.
He's just ignorant.
Stay connected at matineechat.com on Facebook and Twitter at Matinee Chat.
The radio's all yours, Tom.
Matinee Chat Podcast on now.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Matinee Chat. I think we're on volume 5. And Kathy Kaiser here. How about that intro? Thank you, Anthony.
It's all right. It's a rough draft.
We'll see how it goes.
It's a work in progress, as always.
Always. He's always a work in progress. Did you hear him say that out loud?
It's art. It's how things work. You know, human life is art in many ways.
And that is why we're here to talk about the greatest art form ever. Films, agree or disagree?
It's one of the top five.
Okay,
I'll throw that out there.
All right,
kind of,
very
kind of
good.
Partial towards music and the Kama Sutra, but to each his own. To each his own.
All right. Well, everyone knows my favorite art form is film, movies. You know, and this week, Anthony and I had so much together time. I think we're both kind of tired of one another.
I am have to get your smell off of me because I'm getting tired of it.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Well, we got to hang out together for 3 movies this week, so we're both going to be bantering back and forth on 3 summer films.
Those 3 being Ricky and the Flash, Fantastic Four, and The Gift.
Don't those sound exciting?
They sounded more excited at the beginning of the week than they do at the end of the week, to be honest. But I was really enthralled by The Gift, so I'm excited to talk about that one.
Okay, but we're not going to talk about that one till last.
I know. We start off with Ricky and the Flash.
Ricky and the Flash, rated PG-13, starring Meryl Streep and Kevin Kline, and maybe a little Rick Springfield. All those General Hospital.
There was a lot of Rick Springfield in there.
Okay, there was a lot of Rick Springfield in there. I was just glad to see he's aging right along with the rest of us. So,
well, you know, it's important. When you got money, you age properly.
There you go. And of course, you know, everybody probably has seen the trailer a time or two, knows the premise behind the film. Meryl Streep is playing a rock star this time around. We got to hear her first sing in Mamma Mia. I wasn't really fond of that film in particular, but I was excited to see her playing a rock star.
But bunny ears in the term rock star, by the way.
Oh, okay. Rock star.
Exactly. I wouldn't go as far as to say that she is a rock star as much as she is a lead singer in a cover band.
Called The Flash.
Called Ricky and The Flash.
Okay. Well,
the band's called The Flash.
Were you correcting me already? Seriously?
Were you even at the movie?
I was at the movie, sitting right next to you.
I'm just starting to believe otherwise.
All right. Her name is Linda, actually. If we're going to get technical in the movie, her name is Linda, but she goes by Ricky when she's with her band.
The Flash.
And of course, you know, like most normal mothers in the world, she decided to leave her whole entire family and head off to make her music because being a musician is the most important thing in her life.
How many mothers do you know leave their family to go make music?
They don't. It was a joke.
Okay. I didn't know there was a clique. If this is actually related to a demographic I was unaware of.
No. I was making fun of the whole premise of that part
of
the film.
You never know. In 2015, there's a lot of different groups and interests out there, a lot of niches. I saw an app the other day for gluten-free singles. I'm thinking about joining that.
Oh, that would probably be perfect for you.
It sounds like healthy dating at the same time. So
there you go. Everybody's gluten-free. What was there any other aspect of that that drew you to join that particular?
Gluten-free sex. I think that's one of the dangerous things out there. You don't realize how many glutens are in sex.
Back to the film.
Yes.
As you're, you know, we're talking about her motherly or lack thereof posture through the film. Of course, she's drawn back in because her daughter's husband might want a divorce and she needs to come back and help her daughter. And of course, both of her sons have, you know, open arms welcoming her back, or maybe not. Everyone's kind of miffed at Meryl, Ricky, Linda. Yes.
Well, she had been a while, been gone for a while, you know, doing her thing. And obviously, when you're living the, quote, rock star life, your ability to communicate with your loved ones that are not right there in front of you can be somewhat difficult, even in this day and age of technology, as she provided that she is not technically savvy.
Yes.
In the movie. So, you know, being able to FaceTime her family from rock stardom or having a Twitter feed. Well, she did have a Facebook page, and she invited her family to like her band, but I guess that was a little bit too much for the family. So
yeah, apparently.
But it was cute. I was excited to see Meryl Streep in this role because it's not her usual role. I did feel like I took on a lot of problems that weren't mine, though, and I wasn't ready for that.
Right, right. There's a very dysfunctional family element going on, but luckily, you know, Kevin Kline did get remarried, and they did have a mother figure in their life. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
You know, I'm all about the whole mom. Got to be a great mom. That's, you know, my greatest achievement in life.
Of course. Every other word out of your mouth is a mom word or a mom phrase.
Very nice. Okay, yeah. He's throwing out there for everyone that, you know, maybe I mother him from time to time.
Man, 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 why don't you dress nicer? Why don't you clean your room, even though I've never seen it before? You just assume it's dirty, and it's not, okay? I keep a
okay.
tight room.
Okay, okay. All right. Well, anyway, what were your thoughts on this lovely film that we experienced this week?
Yeah, so as I said, I felt like I took on a lot of problems that weren't mine. It felt like 2 hours, but it was not. It was just under 2 hours. But it felt like I spent 2 hours taking on somebody else's problems, and that's not something I was really ready for. Or really wanting, for that matter.
Right.
So I was excited to see her party life. I guess I was not expecting the whole, oh, you're a bummer mom too, and we're going to deal with all the problems. However, I did enjoy the interaction between her and her actual daughter.
Yes.
That played her daughter in the movie.
Right. Mamie Gummer is her real name. Julie in the movie.
And I thought that was a very good relationship. They had good chemistry, as they should, obviously, because they're biologically similar.
Linked there, yeah. Biologically linked, yes.
But I love Kevin Kline. I always adore him. I thought he did a pretty good job.
He did a great job.
I'm not.
Go, Kevin.
I say I'm not aware, but I'm right here in front of a computer, and I can
easily look. Oh, once again, he's going to cheat. I of course, did once. Once again, did all my homework, and he's going to cheat.
The name of the lady who played Chris Kline's or Kevin Kline's wife.
Audra McDonald.
And it's not even up on IMDb. So, yeah, I guess I'm assuming that it's her because it's not even on here.
Well, I believe that is her name.
Well, if that's her name.
Because I wrote the review, which is, of course, okay. Up on matinee.com.
Oh, well, she wrote the review, so... Yeah, must be it. If it's written, it must be true. So anyways,
exactly.
I thought she did a good job of playing her role. And the boys did a good job, too. I had seen one of the boys. I had seen, I keep wanting to say Ethan, but that's not his name. I don't know why I want to say, because he looks like an Ethan that I know. Anyways.
Okay.
He did a good job. I thought it was cute, but I feel like it took on a lot of problems. But I also feel like I wasn't the demographic they were looking for. So I'm sure.
No, I think with, you know, Meryl Streep, Kevin Kline, Rick Springfield, maybe they were going for an older demographic this time.
A little bit. My coworker said when she saw it with us, she enjoyed it more than I did, but not a whole lot still.
Hey, when Rick Springfield came on screen, someone screamed.
Somebody screamed.
Somebody screamed really loud.
Well, you know, Rick does that to the ladies. It's part of the Rick power. So if I were to give this a rating, oh, man, I guess a 3, maybe a 2.5. I mean, it's down there. Not necessarily in a bad way. I just don't think it was directed towards me, so I didn't enjoy it as much as somebody else would. But
well, and maybe it was directed more towards my semi-age demographic, not that old.
You're a single rock star mom looking for a movie about your bad parenting. This movie is perfect for you.
Exactly my point. And I love Meryl, you know. 3 Academy Awards, 19 Academy Award nominations, have to, you know, stand for something. It just didn't come across in this film. So I definitely have to give it 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
Right. That's where we're at. I wanted to give it more. I really did. But
I was kind of looking for, they did at least smoke pot in one scene. I thought that was new and cool and fresh and hip to the kids.
Yeah, but you know, another, okay, spoiler alert. the fact that, you know, she didn't have enough money maybe to make it back for the wedding, but then all of a sudden the whole band shows up. I just didn't get that either.
Seriously interested in the price of that instrument.
Okay, I understand.
Those
Rick
very,
Springfield, in,
very expensive.
Yeah, his instrument was worth a lot of money, apparently.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Dirty joke. Dirty joke. Of course, catch the full review up on the website, matineechat.com, and you can respond to any criticisms or your thoughts on, of course, on Facebook or Twitter at matineechat. So we're going to try and do something new. Not only do we have new intros, but we're trying to do a game or two in between these reviews. For your chance to go ahead and win some movie tickets.
Absolutely. To Werenberg, St. Charles Cine. How about Destination Date Night? Dinner and a movie.
Ooh, date night.
Date night.
Does that mean food at the theater? Or does
that means food at the theater.
Oh, okay,
that
cool.
means you get
into
the theater and you get a 5-star sampler each, too.
5-star at
five
a movie theater.
Star.
That's what people think, for sure. No, I'm sure it's great. Well, cool. So the first game we're going to play is...
Name That Movie Tune.
Name That Movie Tune. We have 8 seconds of a song. You have to guess the song.
Yes.
As well as the movie.
That the song came from.
That the song came from.
Exactly. And this particular song, we're going to give you a couple hints this time around since it's the first time out.
Why? We shouldn't baby them.
Oh, we need to
the
baby
world's
them just
not gonna
a
baby
little.
Them.
Come
They'll
on. Let me baby them just a little. See?
Mom. Mom.
Okay, fine. I'm being a mom again. So
no,
this
no.
particular song is Academy Award winning. Possibly also got 4 Grammy Awards.
4 Grammy Awards?
4 Grammy Awards.
I didn't know that. I didn't choose. I was actually young when this movie came out, so I've never seen it.
Okay.
But okay, if you know it, go to matineechat.com, answer it on the page, and that'll be your chance to win some tickets.
Exactly.
And here is the song. I was bruised and battered, I couldn't tell what I felt. I was unrecognizable to myself. That is the song right there. It's a little snippet. Can you figure it out?
We need who sang it and what movie it's from. Go to the link that we're going to have up on matineechat.com.
And it's just going to be on the actual main page, or it's on our on the actual review page or the blog page for the
blog page for the podcast.
For the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So go to the
podcast
page. Yes.
Just clarify that for everyone.
Yes, go to
the
actual
podcast
page and it'll be there. And you can tell us, and next week we'll announce who our winner was.
Yay, fun little game.
Fun.
All right, on to our view number 2. Comic book movie, Marvel, back in action. Fantastic Four, a reimagining once again, if you will, like The Wiz.
exactly like The Wiz. This movie's been made twice before.
That's right, because they had the Silver Surfer one, too.
They
but
did.
That was more like a sequel to the first. I feel like
it
this
was.
Is.
Hey, but I think the Silver Surfer one, maybe your girl was in that one. So
Jessica,
that may skew your review of this one.
Possibly. I actually kind of enjoyed this one. I feel like others have not, but we'll get into that when I get to the rating. So overall, Fantastic Four, they start over. New cast, new crew. So they have to go through
Miles
an origin
Teller,
story.
Michael B. Jordan, told you last week I love him.
Yes,
he was very good.
Yes, and of course, Kate Mara is pretty good. And although I don't feel like we saw Jamie Bell for too long, even though he plays the character of the Thing.
Yeah,
course,
we didn't get to see him too much.
Once he transforms, it's pretty much over with. But they had to have an origin story, and that was pretty cool. As a comic book fan and as a I don't want to say pseudo nerd.
He's a pseudo nerd.
Undercover
nerd. You should
have
just said it out loud. Pseudo nerd.
I mean, I am a flat out nerd. It's just I've lost my touch with a lot of the things that I find the most nerdy about myself in most recent history. So like I've missed out on quite a few comic book movies, so I'm really kind of getting back into things at the moment.
Thanks to me, yeah. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks to you. Always looking for credit,
mm-hmm.
like usual moms do. So, anyways, I actually kind of enjoyed it. Getting back into the movies, it was a lot of build up for just a short amount of climax, a little short amount of action, and that was kind of a bummer. I thought the graphics were good, and I thought they could have done a lot more. If you're a fan of the comic books, personally, I think Doom could have looked a little different. I don't need him to be nostalgically the same in terms of his, you know, the green cape and the hoodie.
He reminded me of you.
But the whole mask thing just wasn't really what I was picturing in my head. But it was a creative attempt. I'll give him that. It wasn't like the ugliest thing in the world. I just thought it could have been a little bit cooler than that. So there was no post screening for anything in the future. So I don't know if there's going to be another.
Yeah, we waited. You know, he's slammy for not waiting after Mission Impossible. So we waited to the very last second for this one.
But I kind of hope this cast stays together. I mean, I see no reason why not. I thought each actor played their role sufficiently, and there's no reason why.
I think they're already making
sort of Avengers Fantastic Four scenario that they couldn't all team up together. And I thought the thing was a lot better this time around than he did with Michael Chiklis, Detective Scrooge, as he's known in Family Guy. So anyways, what did you think about the movie before I started giving out my rating?
I thought you were going straight to the rating. Really, you're going to just knock me out of this one because I'm not allowed to love Marvel movies or something.
You're allowed
like
to love them, but you couldn't even know what the guys' names were before going to the movie. I asked who Mr. Fantastic was, and you're just like, okay, is that the Michael B. Jordan or the other guy? And I had no idea. I don't know that part. I just know the comic book characters.
Okay. All right. Well, no, I did not, you know, read the comic books of Fantastic Four, but I did very much enjoy this film. Kind of, sort of. I really thought that it was better than the original. I enjoyed it. I mean, of course, I love films where the girls are maybe just as smart as the guys. You know, they couldn't have done it without the girls. So that always plays into my repertoire. And like I said last week, Michael B. Jordan, he's on the top of my list. Love him. Miles Teller's made some pretty good films for, you know, the teenagers. I think, once again, the demographic for this one with who they cast is going to be, you know, 16 to 25.
Top of what list, by the way?
What do you mean, top of what list?
You said Michael B. Jordan is the top of your list.
Of the actors that I enjoy watching.
Of all time or just in this movie?
Of all time.
Oh.
I really enjoy him.
He's at the top, number one.
He's not number one.
He's at the top of your list. Is there something above the top of your list? Is there a tippy top that I'm unaware of?
Yeah, there's a tippy top, okay. But he's up there.
He's up there.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure. There's some arbitrary
he's
list.
He's in the top 10. How's that?
He's on this
list.
Okay,
we'll get clarifying more. He's in the top 10.
People you want to have coffee with or something. I don't know what list this is about.
Okay, all right.
All right, well, did I interrupt? Is there any?
Oh, absolutely. You never interrupt me, do you?
Sometimes. Is there anything else you want to get in before we get to the ratings?
No, I mean, I think it was an enjoyable film, you know. Like you said, it seemed longer than it actually was.
Yeah,
this was actually a shorter one, but it seemed kind of long. And like you explained, I definitely felt that there was a lot of lead up to
very anticlimactic climax. Yes. And it wasn't even like they just won with ease. It was still a difficult battle for them. It's just the fact that it wasn't a longer battle. Maybe that was it. But
and also I wanted to share, and I didn't mean to interrupt you earlier, but I did, that I think they're already making the next one.
Yeah, I heard you say that.
Yeah, it'll be out in 2017. So
2017.
Yes. So they are going to keep them together and make another one, it looks like. So
making baby movies left and right.
You know, Marvel and movies. Got to make them.
If I had to give this a rating, just kind of stepping back into comic book movies, I would have to go. I guess 3 to 3.5. I don't think it's a full 3.5. I think it deserves a little more than a 3. Because I thought it was a good origin story. I thought it was a nice build up. I just what it built up to was disappointing. I just thought there'd be more of it, hence the deduction of points. But the acting, the casting choice of that was pretty well, pretty good. The acting of that was pretty good.
I thought it was very good.
I am quite the fan of Tim Blake Nelson. He was in Heavyweights when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And so it was fun to see him in this movie, but
he was
a good actor in this. You know, he did a Shooter McGavin type role, I feel like, where he played an a-hole that I didn't like, but he did it convincingly, so
very convincingly. Were you feeling some camaraderie there between them, or were you watching the film?
No,
or,
I probably had closer camaraderie with like The Thing, or or maybe Mr. Fantastic.
Okay, well, I'm going to make it easy on you. You were trying to come up with what was between 3 and 3.5, and I'm going to give it a 3.25.
Oh, we can do those? I don't know if we can do those.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want. It's our show.
All right, fine. 3.25.
I mean, it was a little bit above average, like you said. The story at the beginning was very informative, very fun to watch. It's just once you got past all of that, it, like you said, very anticlimactic. So I'm giving it a 3.25 out of 5.
Full review, of course, is up on the blog right now, matineechat.com, and you can also discuss your opinion about it and contact us on Twitter or Facebook at matineechat. And I'm not sure the next comic book movie is, but I'm hoping it's a good one. We're not up to Batman Superman yet. I don't think we're up to that yet.
Oh.
I don't know what's up next. It's probably going to be a couple weeks, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't think we have another.
To spread these out to milk the money.
Exactly. Probably closer to October, November, we'll get another fun comic book movie coming out.
But now it's time for another game.
Hey, you know, we can't just have one game. We need to have two games. And the next game we're going to play is called Say What?
Say What?
So what, you know, to our listeners out there, what do you think that is all about? Oh, maybe it has to do with movie quotes. Yes.
You know, they can't respond to you. You know that, right?
I know that.
Okay. Just making sure.
Maybe I hear him in my head.
I'm starting to think that. I'm starting to get that sort of
vibe. I'm so engaged with our listeners that they're in my head
already.
It's
telepathic. It's incredible.
That's right.
It's like Miss Cleo over here.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so we are going to play Say What. So you're going to also, once again, go to the podcast at matineechat.com, and you're going to tell us what movie this quote is from.
And if you are correct, you have a good chance of winning some more tickets.
Yeah, we're going to give away tickets to the historic Lincoln Theater in downtown Belleville, Illinois.
All righty then. Here is the quote.
Won't you excuse me for a moment while I slip into something a little bit more comfortable?
What movie was that from? And of course, since this is a podcast, you can just rewind it and play it over and over again until you figure out what it is. But once you have that answer, head over to the website, matineechat.com. Click on this podcast page for your chance to win some tickets to go see a movie over in Belleville.
Yep. We're going to send St. Charles first game, Belleville second game. Hey, we got it going on.
That's exactly what moms say, for sure. Got it going on. Now, moving on to the last review of this Matinee Chat podcast.
Yeah, which you tried to blow at the very beginning, but that's okay.
I didn't try to blow at the very beginning. I was excited about the movie because I was
really
surprised.
You were given a teaser.
I was just surprised because I didn't have high hopes. I had more hopes for Ricky and the Flash going into it than I did for The Gift, and The Gift definitely took my attention to a new level this week.
That was definitely the number one, maybe, movie that we saw this week.
And it's rare to really capture my attention for that long, but they did a pretty good job.
Don't you love psychological thrillers?
I do. It's rarely that I actually get involved with them, which is, I don't know why, but I don't know.
He jumped maybe 4 or 5 times.
Only once, I counted.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because he was trying to, like, get in my seat, so seriously?
I was not trying to get in your seat. I was not at all at any point in time.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Jason Bateman.
Yes.
Big fan of his. Of course,
the
leading actor in this movie. Joel Edgerton, I kept thinking looked like Conan O'Brien or Conan O'Brien's like little brother or something.
Yeah.
Kept bugging me the entire film.
Do you not like Conan?
No, I love Conan.
Oh, okay.
It's just, why it really kind of creeped me out because like Conan plays other characters in his show like Gonando and like other goofy things. And so I kept waiting
for
him
to be like. And Joel paid Gordo too close to?
I'm just waiting for him to take off his mustache and prove that it was Conan O'Brien. So it was kind of freaking me out. But I thought Rebecca Hall did a good job. It was quite the mind messer upper.
It really was. I mean, going in, I'm usually pretty good at knowing in what direction we're going to go with a psychological thriller, which I usually very much enjoy. This one totally caught me off guard. Every once in a while, more than once in what direction we were going. So
it was almost like an M. Night Shyamalan.
There you go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, side note. So Joel, who played Gordo, was also the director and writer.
He did all three.
Wow.
You know, like when you check out the you check out the review on the website. I think I started it out with, you know, if you want something done right, you do it yourself. So apparently that's what he decided to do with this film.
Way to go, him.
Way to go, Joel.
I like those kind of stories of, you know, doing things yourself and just making it happen.
Making it happen.
Because I take inspiration from that to hopefully do it myself one day. Or, you know, we could do it as well. That's the actual general hope. But yeah, no, I was pleasantly surprised with The Gift. I thought it, again, was a longer movie than it was. It was still under 2 hours, but it felt like it was 2.5.
Well, that's because you were on the edge of your seat the whole time.
Yes, that is correct. So,
okay. Did you hear that? He said I was correct. Write that down.
It's a rarity. Don't write it down.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
he said I was right.
Go ahead and chisel it in stone if you can.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to give it a 4. I thought it's good enough for a 4. Jason Bateman definitely played a good job changing roles from his usual comedic typecasting to do something a little more serious.
Yeah, and I don't like him as a bully, but he did really good.
You know, and he really did.
He really did.
So I would have to give it a 4 out of 5 for my rating.
Well, okay. I'll let you give it a 4. Oh, maybe I gave it a 4 too. I was right up there
as well.
Well, if you would have let me say it first, I would have got to say 4 first.
And then I would have said like 4.25 just to go one over.
Oh, I'm sure you would.
Price is
anyway.
Right rules.
Quattro for both of us. It really was an enjoyable film, and it really did have me on the edge of my seat the entire time. You?
I thought I already agreed to that. I was already on the edge of my seat the entire time. No, it kept my attention. It says a lot. You know, in the day and age when I watch a lot of 15-minute movies, shorts, commercials, mm-hmm. YouTube videos, things like that, keep my attention for an hour and 45 minutes enjoyably. Is difficult, and they did a good job of it.
Well, and I will also confirm for all of our listeners that this is definitely one you want to go see at a theater near you on the big screen. You don't want to wait for DVD or, you know, pay-per-view. This is one you want to see so you can hear everyone screaming.
Pay-per-view?
Pay-per-view?
They still do movies on pay-per-view?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay,
Netflix.
Well, you know, if you're lame and you still have DirecTV and you have pay-per-view, you may not want to wait. You may want to go to the movie theater and see it
on the big screen.
I
just watched Netflix, so I didn't know what pay-per-view had to offer because it was a silly concept.
Oh, okay. I think you definitely want to see it at the movie theater.
That is the point. Go see it at the movie theater and bring someone that you can grab onto for the moments that you jump, because I had nobody and it was frightening. Catch the full review up on the blog right now, matineechat.com. If you have any thoughts, feelings, concerns about the review, hit us up, of course, there or on the tweets at matineechat or on Facebook at matineechat. This concludes volume 5?
Volume 5.
Wow,
it sure does.
Cinco.
Yeah.
You have some margaritas after this.
Absolutely. Exciting. I'm ready.
All right, cool. Well, then we'll see you. Oh, wait, what's next week?
Oh, let's see. Next week, we got lots of fun stuff. Again, I mean, it's summer. Come on. We have Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, okay.
Ice Cube.
Yeah.
Dr. Dre.
I'm semi-interested.
You are?
I'm just worried it's not going to be good. I'm worried about movies that are about things that I was alive for.
Well, Ice Cube made it, and his son is playing him.
Okay. Well, I trust Cube. We'll see.
Well, there you go. How about we're going to see Underdogs?
What's that about?
You know what? I haven't even seen the trailer for that one.
We are the worst movie reviewers ever.
You told me to quit watching the trailers because they're ruining
the films. I told you I stopped watching the trailers.
Okay, well
you
then
have to
maybe
copy
I
all the
quit.
Time.
I do. That's me. I copy everything.
Trendsetter.
Including your crappy attitude.
Trendsetter.
Uh-huh. Okay, the movie I can't wait to see that we're going to talk about next week is The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh, yeah, it's next week, too.
Yeah.
Like the dual James Bond thing.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, cool.
Superman's going to be in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
British Superman.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Don't miss next week. Hope you enjoyed this week.
And again, catch all the reviews up on the website right now, matineechat.com.
Or on Twitter at matineechat.
And Facebook at matineechat.
That's it.
Okay. All right.
Have a great one.
Bye.
Take care.